This
is Mythical.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, everybody, this is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with Charles Neal and my son Link from Good Mythical Morning.
Hey.
How you doing, Link?
I'm doing good, Dad. It's good to see you again. I need another dispatch from you in Myrtle Beach, Daddy. I never call you Daddy.
Yeah, I'm your daddy.
Who's your daddy? You could ask me that at any point as like a power play on this show. I mean, we've done all these episodes, and I'm surprised you haven't played that card. Like, that could just shut it down. If you don't like where this is going, just be like, who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Well, I don't see that happening, so.
Okay.
You know, want everybody to know that, you know, we're on YouTube now, and it comes out on Thursdays, and our podcast comes out on Tuesdays now on audio, so.
Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Give that a shot. It's Dispatches from Myrtle Beach. I mean, search it on YouTube. You'll know if you got the right spot. Click the bells and all that stuff. And Dad, I see that you're wearing one of my Christmas gifts that I gave you.
Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted you to see. Because, you know, it's kind of cool here. So it's nice and warm. And me and Nancy both love ours. I mean, you snuggle up with it and get warm, and you know, it's a nice shirt. So,
guys, you know, I like that embroidery too. You know, it just happens to say something very special on it.
Mythical.
That's right. You look good in it, Dad. I'm glad you're wearing the Christmas gift.
It's time for our first edition of the Belch Life Bulletin. We made the front page of the Sun Times in Myrtle Beach.
You mean to tell me that Myrtle Beach has its own paper?
That's what I...
There's no papers in South Carolina. There's no media in South Carolina. It's just everybody... It's word of mouth. Everybody's just going around barefoot doing their thing, and then you hear about it through somebody, and then it's like a gossip thicket down there. Is anything in writing?
Oh, I got it in writing right here. Hey, look.
Oh, snap. The Sun News. What? Well, okay. And so let me see that headline. Turn that back around. Locals' favorite places, things to do in Myrtle Beach. Okay. Is that it? No?
No, it's right down below. It says, check out podcast produced in Myrtle Beach.
Okay. Read it.
Okay, we got it. It says, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to Myrtle Beach, whether you think so or not.
Yeah, what, did you add that?
Yes.
Oh, that's not. I thought that was in the article. I was like, see, they know it's a problem. Whether you think so or not. All right, fine.
Okay, it says, from its prized beaches to a booming real estate market and hundreds of locally owned restaurants and businesses, America's fastest growing city is always evolving.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
Yeah.
America's what?
fastest growing city.
That can't be true.
Yes, it is. There's more building going on, people moving here than anywhere in the country.
Well, it is a paper. I mean, they just can't say this stuff in the paper.
That's right. It's got to be so.
It has to be so. It has to be so. Myrtle Beach is the fastest growing city in America.
That would be correct.
Okay. All right. Well, continue.
Then it says, the area is also home to several podcasts dedicated to cataloging all things Grand Strand. Here's a look at some of the most popular.
Oh, and it's a ranking?
Yeah. And okay. Number one is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach. It's co-hosted by nationally known personality Link and Rhett McLaughlin's Good Mythical Morning YouTube series is followed by more than 21 million people and has featured appearances in actor Daniel Radcliffe, rapper Post Malone, and the late NBA legend Kobe Bryant.
That's right, Dad. It seems like it's, what about you? What about us?
Then it says, when the 44-year-old Neil isn't behind the microphone for that series, he might be riffing on his city life with his father, Charles, on Dispatches from Myrtle Beach.
I might be riffing. Me and you riffing. We're creating riffs in the space-time continuum between L.A. and Myrtle Beach.
That would be correct. It says, it's a weekly show they launched in June. Link Neal lives in Los Angeles, but is a North Carolina native. His father resides in Myrtle Beach, giving the pair plenty to discuss.
Fastest growing city in America.
It's a bike week, Southern slang, and Charles's experience getting struck by lightning are among the topics they've broached so far.
That's true. This person's actually listened. Who's the author of this? Who's the...
By Adam Benson.
Adam Benson. Holler out to Adam Benson. He seems like a Myrtle Beast, you know, or at least a thorough journalist. We're the first one. We're on the front page. You don't even have to open the thing. You might not even have to buy it. You could see it
in the stand when it was on there.
You could just read it without buying it. You could be strolling down the Grand Strand. And it's just littered on the sidewalk, and there you just look down and read it. Don't even have to pick it up. You know, it's like nice and it's soiled by all those biker fuel and ocean waters, and it's kind of soggy. You don't want to touch it, but I mean, this is going to make a difference, right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was pretty neat. You know, it's pretty amazing. The reason how I found out about it, Link, was, and this came out, this is the Sunday paper, the main one of the week.
It's in color.
Yeah, and it came out, and Nancy and I had gone to church and was in Sunday school, and, of course, I'm the president of the class.
Of course you are.
Before I could get started, Nancy run up there and says, you and Link made the front page of the Sun Times. I said, do what? Right in the middle, kind of threw me off what I was supposed to do. I said, we made the front page of the paper. I said, oh, yeah. So when we left church that day, I stopped and had to buy a paper so I could read it to you and prove it to you, you know. That
you knew I wouldn't believe you.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't believe. Yeah.
That is great. So, did a tear form in the corner of your eye when you read the paper, Dad?
No, it just kind of made me happy and kind of let me know that, you know, what we're doing, people are noticing. It's kind of like last week when you want a resolution, but my resolution or whatever it was that we'd make this show
top
in
five.
The top five on YouTube.
We're number one in Myrtle Beach podcast, according to the Sun Times. So there you go. Check that off the bucket list.
You, Mr. Adam Benson. So
I do want to say that it's okay to cry.
Oh, yeah.
You can cry. You can cry about this. You can cry about anything you want. It's okay to cry. I think it's important. I think it's important to know that.
It's pretty neat, dude. You know, you've been on the front page. You and Rhett's been on the front page. I know you've been on the front page of the News Observer before, but I say I ain't never been on the front page. Now, I've been on some pages on the paper before. Probably weren't a good thing years ago. I made the front page in a good thing with what was going on.
Are you thinking of a particular bad thing that made the paper that you want to tell me about? Because I'd love to hear that.
Well, you know, back home when I was growing up, if you got a speeding ticket or something happened, it got wrote up in the paper.
Really?
Yes. And where you went, and then it got wrote up when you went to court and your name was on there. So, you know,
people would hear about
that. That wasn't a good thing, because then everybody knew you got in trouble or whatever.
Oh,
or if you got, if you got a divorce, your name was in the paper.
So, wow, really? It's like a gossip column, really. It's just gossip fuel.
That's about what it is. So
I don't know if you'd be president of the Sunday school if you kept getting those features.
Well, I don't know, but that was a long time ago. I mean, anybody that had, I think I had 20 speeding tickets from the time I was 16 to 18. So,
that's 10 a year, Dad.
Well, that ain't too bad. I mean, I just had fast cars and just got caught speeding.
That's less than one a month. You know, I will give you that. you gave him a couple of months to write about other guys.
It's time for another edition of Myrtle Beach Mailbag. Well, I got some emails here for us. I got one from Alex Reed.
Okay.
It says, two whales are swimming and talking. Whale one says to whale two, look, there's the boat with the men that killed my father. I think we both go blow really hard out and blow holes underneath it until it capsizes. Whale two agreed, and so they did, and the boat capsized. And lo and behold, they see all the sailors swimming safely to shore. This angers whale one, so he says, let's go gobble them up. And whale two says no, that they went along with the blowjob, but draws the line at swallowing the sea man.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. I don't think they're going to print that in the Sun. No.
Alex sent that in. That won't nothing that we send in.
That's right. That's on you, Alex. All Dad does is read them.
I got another email from Daniel Swartz.
All right.
What is produced when a cow gives a bull a hand job?
Dad, good gosh. Spread them out at least, man. God. Woo. What is produced when a what?
A bull.
A bull?
A cow gives a bull a hand job.
Okay. Just say it fast and then we'll move right on.
Beef jerky.
That's pretty good. That's good. That's good. That's almost innocent, you know?
Yep.
I mean, okay, beef jerky. Oh, man, I don't think I'm ever going to look at beef jerky the same again.
I'm telling
you. I think you just weren't beef jerky for me.
We're on TikTok, and apparently I've gone viral, whatever that means. Check out Mythical Pods on TikTok to catch clips of all the podcasts in the Mythical Universe. Okay, I got another email from Troy.
All right, you got to redeem yourself with this one, Dad.
It says, me and my girlfriend, Sinead, love your podcast. We're both from County Wexford in Ireland. We get a lot of emails from Ireland.
Okay.
And we enjoy hearing you teach link phrases from the South. We thought it would be fun to give you common Irish slang and have Link guess what they mean.
Okay. I think there's a connection between Irish and Southern, I think. So maybe I can do this.
The first one is going out of that.
What? Say it again.
Going out of that.
Is that your Irish accent?
No, that's my Southern accent.
You got to use an Irish accent. Arr, you got to talk to me. We've done this before.
Going out of that.
There you go. Going out of that. It's disapproval. I'm going out of that. Like, I'm exiting this. Like, I'm hitting the eject button on this situation, conversation, whatever it is. That's my guess. I'm out. It's kind of like saying, I'm out.
That's pretty close. It means stop that.
Okay, yeah. So it's like putting a stop to it.
The second one is, oh no, acting the maggot.
I think the maggot.
Acting the maggot.
Acting the maggot. Acting the maggot. Well, a maggot is like a little nasty... It's like a little fly larva. It's gross. It's like you're basically being... You're just being nasty. It's just uncalled for.
That's pretty close. It means... Acting foolish.
Hey, I'm pretty good at this. Hit me with another one. Leprechaun. Dad.
Bonajacks.
Bonajacks.
Yeah, Bonajack.
Is this one word?
Yeah, one word.
Bonajacks. Bonajacks, Bonajacks, Bonajacks. Maybe it's just an expletive. Maybe it's something you yell. Bonajacks! I just think it's like, Eureka, I discovered something.
It means broken.
It means broken. Broken. You're broken, boy. You're broken. You need to put your bonajacks back together. Huh? Let's go get a pint.
Okay. The last one is on the lash.
On the lash. On the lash. Three words.
Three words.
I don't know. If you're on somebody's eyelash, it's probably weighted down. They can't see out of it. So it's, let's just say you're temporarily blind.
You kind of close, but it means getting drunk.
Getting drunk. Your Irish accent has just turned into an enthusiastic, strange pronunciation. Getting drunk. It's like your announcer voice. Come on down. Getting drunk.
Getting drunk.
Are you getting drunk? Come on down. This is kind of like you in Aruba.
On the lash. We was on the lash in Aruba.
Okay. So that was, who was that, Troy?
Yes,
Thank you, Troy, for schooling us on the Irish slang.
Yeah. You send us some more stuff from Ireland, my friend. Yeah.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, I got another. I got a email from Todd, and he sent me a thing. He says, "Need an expert on divorce." So I guess this question's just for me. It says, "After hearing you talk about multiple wives and finding your love in Nancy, I figured I might want to ask you for some expert advice." Mm-hmm. I got divorced 3 years ago, and now I am still having trouble moving on and getting through with my life. What's the best way for you to get through a hard time in your love life? Well, Todd, my boy, going through a divorce is tough, but when it's over with, it's time to go on and kick your heels up and get started again and just start looking for love, because it's out there somewhere, and you may need to try a different way to look for it than you have, you know, maybe the one time you did. But, you know, it took me 4 times to find it, and I found it. So you need to change your tune and go on and just and start looking for somebody that you like and what you want to do and somebody things that y'all like to do together, and just keep going. Because, listen, you don't go around but one time. And it's like I've told people 1,000 times, I said, it ain't nothing but money. So you can start all over and make it again. So just start looking for that love and just see what you can do with it and see what you run into it. That's the best advice I could do you for.
I imagine there's a window of time when it's like, hey, this is tough and I'm just in this and it's not time. But then it is time. He's saying he feels like it is time, but he doesn't know how to change direction.
It was 3 years ago. Yeah. So,
and that may be the right amount of time. This may be the perfect timing for him to say, you know what, I'm now ready. So I think that's a big moment to celebrate. So let's just start with the positive. This is my interjection from the outside. Todd, say, you've been through it, Todd. How did you put it, Dad? You're like, Todd, my boy, you've been through it. Yeah, it was 3 years ago, but things just don't, sometimes it's not easy to move on. But you've made a decision that you want to. You want to get back out there. You want to get that, you want to get your bobber wet. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I applaud you for making that decision. Now you got to follow through with it. You got to find a pond or a few ponds to just start dousing the bobber. Dad, if you... this is completely hypothetical. Let's say Nancy had enough. She's done. She's out. She sent you packing. Not going to happen. But let's just say she did. And there's a certain amount of time goes by. What would you do?
Well, it's kind of like what Nancy tells me. If something happens to her before it does me, I won't have to worry about it. There'll be women beating on the door trying to get in the house anyway. So,
it's like a post-apocalyptic scene. It's like zombies beating down the door. Okay, so I thought that the better scenario was that she divorced you, but okay, yeah, let's just say Nancy's dead. Maybe that is a better scenario. I don't know.
No.
So Nancy's dead, and you have to beat him off with a stick?
That's about the way it's been most of my life.
Oh, gosh. I'm lobbing this one at you. Okay.
Now it's time for a word from our sponsor, and we ain't getting paid for it, Link.
I'm fine with it at this point. They're starting to pepper in some that we are getting paid for, I'm told.
That's right.
So I'm fine if you want to, like, give some freebies. Just go for it. I love your freebies.
I got one from Best Foods. And, boy, if y'all ever in Siler City, North Carolina, on 220 East 11th Street, just go in there. They got a cafeteria that has all kinds of food. But let me tell you something. They got some killer fried chicken. I mean, woo. Of course, they got country style steak and they got chicken pot pies and all different other kinds of food. And then they got desserts you can choose from and just all different kind of pies and cakes. So if you're ever in Siler City and want getting something to eat good, stop by and see Reese at Best Foods Cafeteria and get you something to eat because it's a good place to eat and it's affordable too. So it's affordable. You and your wife both can go up there and eat for about $27 something. So it's a good place to eat. So if you're ever in Siler City, just come on by Best Foods Cafeteria.
But Best Foods, that sounds like a winner. $27.
I got one more. I got another holler out from Morgan Finch, and she wants me to see if I can help her with her husband, Thorne. And they said, I love listening to your podcast every week. I was wondering if you could give him a holler at and ask him to start putting his dirty socks in the laundry basket instead of leaving them on the floor.
Thorne.
I've tried asking him. But I think it would mean more coming from you.
Yeah. She's trying to make him a thorn in your side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. I like this.
Dirty old socks. And I don't know what you do for a living, but, you know, like my socks, when I come in from working, they pretty dirty. And they don't smell good from sweating in them and all that going on. So why would you think that you just can't pick your socks up yourself and put them in the basket? I mean, what does that take? 5 seconds to do something like that? So come on, Thorne. Pick your socks up and never what else you leaving laying around the house that's dirty and put them in the laundry basket. Just come on and help Morgan out and help you out. And, you know, when you do stuff that they ask, sometimes you get a little sugar in the end because of it. So come on, do what she's asking, and she might be a little bit nicer to you than what she has been lately. So pick your socks up, Thorne, and put them in the basket.
Get yourself some sugar, Thorne. Don't you want some sugar? Come on, Thorne. You know you want to get you some sugar. Uh-huh.
Probably make things a lot nicer around the house.
Yeah.
So,
I think you should take, if that was kind of the lecture mode, Dad. What if you went, I like to get some sugar angle. What if you use your silver tongue and like give him the sweet version, like tantalize it?
Well, you know, Thorne, you know, sometimes when your spouse or your girlfriend or whatever asked you to do something, And you know, especially just picking up a pair of socks and putting them in the laundry basket, you know, it might mean that she'd be a little bit nicer to you and you might get some sugar from her, and there ain't no telling where that could lead to. So just come on, pick your socks up and just see what it leads to, because you being nice means somebody else will probably be nice to you, mm-hmm. too. So.
Get you some sugar, Thorne. Get you some sugar. Oh, man. You're changing people's lives. You're setting people straight, making the top list of podcasts in Myrtle Beach. I could not be more proud of you, Dad.
Well, it's fun doing it with you. So, you know, I think people listen to me, but they listen to what you got to say too. So it helps that with what we're doing all this together. So
I just wish that everybody could go get some sugar today. I just want everybody listening. I want you listening right now to get you some sugar today and think about us at Dispatches from Myrtle Beach. Because I'm going to get my sugar. You going to get your sugar?
I'm going to get me some sugar tonight, too.
Yeah, I'm going to get some sugar.
So I always get a little sugar from Nancy every night.
You want to get you some sugar, all right?
Yeah. Well, listen, it's been a blast again today, and we swung this show around, and we keep swinging it in different directions. So all you dispatchers out there that's listening
that ain't
to
it.
The
you don't remember what they're called? Myrtle.
Oh, Myrtle Beast.
Yeah,
all
baby.
All you Myrtle Beast out there, just keep listening to the show and sending that stuff in to the emails. And at ratherbeshagging53@aol.com. The podcast will come out on Tuesday and the email will come out on Thursday. So
you mean the video?
The video. Yeah.
Uh-huh. On the YouTube channel.
See where it can put us up on the charts on all the YouTube stuff. That's what we're striving for. So it's been fun, Link. So I love you.
I love you too. Talk to you next week.
Okay.